For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government shutdown is now in week two, and there's nothing partial about it for hundreds of thousands of federal workers that are going without paychecks, like federal prison officer Chris Jansen.
We can't call our mortgage company and say, hey, sorry, the government shut down, so I'm not paying you either.
President Trump tweeted that most of the people furloughed are Democrats. He also said that many of the federal workers are asking him to continue the shutdown until he gets the border wall funding. 380,000 workers have been told to stay home, and they won't get paid. 420,000 other workers, including postal workers, Border Patrol officers, and TSA screeners, have to work without pay. John Martin was furloughed from his New Hampshire job as an engineering technician for the FAA.
As a federal worker, you feel sometimes like you're hostage to this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A house fire in Indiana turns deadly. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Three children died in a Tell City, Indiana house fire early Friday morning, despite rescue efforts by their mother and first responders. Fire Chief Greg Lenny.
The guys that went up the ladder, the two that tried to get in through the window, they were backed out by the heat.
The children, ages 3, 6, and 11, were siblings.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is on a tour of the southern border following the second death in just a few weeks of an immigrant child in U.S. custody. 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. Saturday's agenda includes checking on stations in Yuma, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Oregon man completes a long, cold, and historic journey. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon, is the first person to make a solo trek walking across Antarctica. He completed the historic journey on Wednesday. The 33-year-old began his 54-day trek in early November. He posted updates daily on Instagram. O'Brady traveled unassisted for 930 miles across the Earth's coldest continent while dragging a 375-pound sled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some people view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects. Now the European Parliament has launched a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. John Clemens reports.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.